welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Well done. Don't say we're not giving you variety today. Merry Christmas, everybody. I think this side is sort of slightly asleep there. We'll just try that one again. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm sorry, guys. This side's definitely got it. You are the champions over on this side. Who's looking forward to Christmas? And what does Christmas mean? It means presents. Who likes to give presents at Christmas? Who likes to get presents at Christmas? Okay, let's just find out. Brian, what would you like for Christmas? What are you looking forward to getting?
Board games and t-shirts.
Board games and t-shirts. Anyone over this side, what are you looking forward to getting for Christmas? Nathan?
Lego.
Yeah. Wow. What about you, Alfie?
An Xbox One.
An Xbox One. Oh, big gifts coming out here. And what about down here? Nigel, what are you looking forward to for Christmas?
You're going to come for me.
He doesn't know what he wants. Sucks. What about Nabil? What do you want for Christmas?
I want a jacket, a nice jacket.
A nice jacket. That's cool. Okay, so let's just try you again. Let's be honest now. Who likes to get presents at Christmas?
Yes.
Who would like an Xbox One? Ah, scattering of Xbox Ones, I wouldn't mind. You know, if you've got one going.
Yeah, it's great to get presents at Christmas, but imagine this scenario, that you get this wonderful present for Christmas. I could do with a wonderful present. Hang on a minute, just chat amongst yourselves. There might be one around somewhere. Aha! Conveniently. Ta-da! Whoa. Now imagine this contains an absolutely... The Christmas hat's pushing my glasses off. And absolutely, this is what you want for Christmas, but it's a pretty cool looking present, isn't it? I wouldn't mind receiving this. Actually, I have got one under the tree that looks remarkably like this that I'm looking forward to opening. But imagine you got that present and you thought... You know, that is so awesome. That is so beautiful. I'm going to have to just admire it for a bit and put it on display. Now, that's precarious. But if it falls, it'll make a pleasing noise as it hits the drum case. Dan at the back is looking nervous. But imagine you got that and you didn't open it. All your friends would be around you, would be saying, you know, why don't you open your present? You said, well, it looks kind of cool. I really like it. Maybe I'll open it after my Christmas tea. If you actually manage to have any Christmas tea. I mean, who actually gets around to tea on Christmas Day, you know? It's always there. There's always a trifle in the fridge. But, you know, after all those Brussels sprouts and the time the air is cleared, nobody is really feeling like Christmas tea. So you leave it till Boxing Day. And then on Boxing Day, you still think, you know, it looks kind of nice. I'm going to leave it like that. And it goes through from Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, you don't open it. All the way through the next year, both days of summer go flying past. You've still not opened it. 5 years might go past, and it's still sitting there looking great as a present, but you've never opened it. I mean, if it was the iPhone 6 Plus that you're waiting for, and 5 years have gone past, you know, you've blown it, because it's now the 11 Plus with the Alpha Mnemonic Aqua technology that is the latest thing, with a double plus super shiny retina screen that is so real, it's more digital than real life, you know. That will be the screen of 2020, you know. This screen actually is more real than reality. You can see more dots on this screen than you can see with your eyes. It will be the thing. And it will have such an amazing sound that you think you're sitting in the middle of the orchestra. In fact, you will be, because it'll have one inside that you just press the screen and poof, and there's a pop-up orchestra around you. Such will be the technology. But you're going to miss all the delights of your 6 Plus, because it will be so old-fashioned in 5 years' time. It'd be like driving around in a Model Ford T, which actually could be kind of cool, so, you know. But your present remains there. I mean, imagine, who was it that wanted it? Somebody over. Alfie wanted his Xbox One, didn't he? Imagine he gets his Xbox One from his parents and it's sitting there at home, lovely present from everybody that loves him, sitting, or maybe Father Christmas, sitting there, and he never actually opens it. Whoever bought that present for him, even if it's Father Christmas, is going to be a little bit disappointed because he didn't really give it to him to have a beautifully balanced box. He gave it to him to rip off the paper. Well, if you're a ripper, are you a ripper? Are you a ripper or a creeper? Yeah, because some people it's like. Rah, rah, rah. My granddaughter here, she loves to open presents. She loves to open everybody's presents. There's not a present she won't open, but she's definitely a ripper. In fact, if there's any Christmas cards going, you know, and there's anything in them, that's it, you've had it, you know. You're thinking, I wonder who that was from. Claire sent me a cinema card for my birthday a little while ago, and it took me ages to work out who was that actually from, because it was just in the pile of paper. I love rippers, enthusiastic, but some of you will be creepers, you know, that we could keep this and we could wrap a present next year. Don't spoil that sellotape. I don't think there's anything in between. You're either a creeper or a ripper. But imagine Alfie was neither a creeper or a ripper. He was a keeper. He just kept the present as it was. And whoever bought that great present for him, they're going to be a bit disappointed. But do you know there's presents every year that aren't opened? Who sends them? It's the perfect Father. And the presence of Jesus is often left unwrapped in a nativity scene. And weren't they great? Who got a photo? I don't know if you're allowed, but they look great, didn't they? But leaving Jesus there is like leaving your present unwrapped, precariously balanced on a drum screen. You probably never thought of that before, especially the drum screen bit. But it's like, it's something that's been given to you that is totally precious. This is well worth unwrapping and having a look at what is it about. Because one thing I think's important to offer, who likes freedom? Yeah. Who wants to be told what to think? You shall think this. Nobody. There's nobody. Not even little children want to be told what to think. If you think they like being told what to do, just try it out with a few and you'll see the response you get. No, nobody. Everybody should be given choice. The unwrapping of Jesus is a choice that you can make at Christmas time to have him for yourself. So why don't more people unwrap the presents? I think it's not because they don't believe in God, because statistics show that most people do believe in God. So it's something else, maybe a bit of fear, because if God is real, that could be a little bit frightening. Or maybe it's just you feel a bit like the shepherds up here. Well, what on earth are the angels telling us to go down to the Messiah? We're just shepherds. Shepherds were the lowest of the low in Israel. Maybe you feel a bit like that. Well, just to correct that and to come to an end, I want to read you a couple of verses from the Bible written here down in my notebook, because a lot of people don't unwrap the presence of God because they don't feel acceptable to him, as if they're not good enough. So here we go. This one's from the book of Romans, written by St. Paul. The good news is this, that anyone can now be made completely acceptable to God. This acceptance is a free gift. It is a present, not just his presence. This acceptance is a free gift from God, the work of his grace, because Jesus gave himself for us on the cross, making it possible for all our sin and failure to be forgiven. And I want to leave you with one last verse as well, because I think it's important that we offer people choice. And I don't think a lot of people realize what Jesus unwrapped really means. This one's from the book of Revelation, written by John. So, be diligent and turn from your indifference. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. We're going to sing another carol to finish in just a minute, and we've got some fun music at the end. But as we do that, I want you to think about that verse. I want you to know that don't leave the presents unwrapped this Christmas. It might be worth, this is the time to investigate. And Jesus really is standing at the door, knocking of your life. And what it says is when you open the door, he will come in and eat with you and you with him. In other words, you'll be together as family, as we were welcoming Samantha to the family earlier. There's one really famous painting called Jesus, Light of the World. And on that famous painting, you may or may not have seen it. I can't actually remember the name. I painted it now. Hunt Holman or something like that it is. Holman Hunt. Someone said to him, you've made a mistake on your picture because the door's got no doorknob. He said, no, that's no mistake. Jesus will never force his way through the door. The door, the handle, the doorknob is on the other side because you have to open it and invite him in. Praise God. So have a great Christmas. The good news is this. You can be, and you are, acceptable to God, loved by God. He wants to heal you, restore you, free you, break you off from sickness and disease, because no one is too far away from his love and no one is too far away from his reach. That is the true presence of Christmas. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.